Now we come to the gospel. The gospel describes for us what it's like to live a heavenly life on earth. The word of God has just taught us what heaven is all about. You see? And now, what is life on earth all about? Which leads us, you see, to that place where, because we're in the Father's hand, we can never be lost. How do we get there? And again, as the theme of this whole liturgy, only love is credible. We believe Jesus. He says, "Here I am. My arms are outstretched. My feet are nailed. I want you to look at me and see that I am bringing you to eternal life. You have to yield to me. You have to believe me. You have to follow my lead. And if you do, you will come to eternal life forever." And all that we just saw in the book of Revelation, this vision of heaven, you see, that's to make us hunger for that. Mostly just to be with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to be with them, and glorious and radiant and praising God. And so we have here chapter 10 of John's Gospel, where Jesus is talking about his sheep. And it's interesting. I want to look at the larger context. What Jesus is talking about, his sheep. And his sheep, how do you know who the sheep are? It's simple. They hear his voice. And they listen to it. And they obey it, you see? And they follow me. That's how. And if you're following Jesus, you are on the way to an eternal life. Unbelievable. For God himself will be the very light at the depth of your being forever. And there will be saints and angels and delight. Let's not get distracted. Yes. We love everyone. We preach the gospel to everyone. We care for the poor. And in those acts, we can keep our spirit alive to yearning to be with God. And so, I want to start a little earlier. This is chapter 10. Our Lord starts, "I tell you most solemnly, I am the gate of the sheepfold. All others who have come are thieves and brigands, but the sheep took no notice of them. I am the gate. Anyone who enters through me will be safe. He will go freely in and out and be sure of finding pasture." Even in this life, the thief comes, only to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. See? And the text I'm reading, the very early verses, the text begins then to, on this theme of shepherd and on the feast of the dedication, of the temple. Starting, our text starts with verse 27, which is in the middle of our Lord's discourse to the Jews on this feast of the in Kenia, the rededication of the temple. And our Lord is saying, in effect, "I'm the temple. The Father is housed in me. And if you are in me, you will be worshiping the Father and see him. I am the temple." And so our text starts with verse 27. "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Now, yes, of course, that's heaven. But it's now. It's now. The whole art of life is to hear his voice and to follow them. Listen to him. There's nothing more precious. And those who know that, you see, fight for a prayer time. They want to be in communion with Jesus and hear his voice and follow him, even in this life. And then, when they die, they just go on following. And so this is the, you see, again, this notion that only love is credible. Here is Jesus offering us eternal life, offering us love, offering us friendship with him, you see? And we have to accept it, you see? We have to allow it, embrace it, listen to it, whatever word you want, you see? My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Think of people you know, really holy people. Can't you see that verified? The Lord is already giving them an eternal life. The life they're living is never going to end, even though their body dies. That's us, my friends, if we want it, you see? I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. That's the promise. You'd think we'd scramble to hear his voice, wouldn't you? So that we're listening to him, and we're in his hand, as he's going to say in a moment. You see, my sheep hear my voice. And actually, the text says, you see, more than that. Well, it's a little question of Greek grammar here, but the verb akouin means to listen, to hear. Now, when it's followed with an accusative, it means to hear, to, you know, to have it register. But when it's with a genitive, it means yield to, obey. And it's the genitive here. My sheep listen to my voice. They hear it. They listen to it. They follow it. And the voice of the Lord is the Holy Spirit moving us. Don't keep on that grudge. Pray for that person. Invite them to supper. Get over it. You've got eternity to live with this person. And when you get a chance to speak about me, take it. Tell people about me. You see? My sheep hear my voice. They listen to my voice. And I know them. And they know me. We're already close. We're already friends. You see? I give them eternal life. Now! And they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. That's how much he loves us. The only one that can take, I'm the only one that can take me out of his hand. By rejecting him. By refusing to obey. By not trusting him. And so, of course, St. Philip Neri used to say every day to the Lord, Jesus, Lord, keep your hand on Philip, or Philip will betray you today. There's a saint, smart fellow. So when we get up in the morning, we pray so that we can hear his voice. You never know what in the day, but as we get used to hearing his voice, we find our life much more fruitful. much more productive of life for ourselves and for others, because we're listening to his voice, who is the Holy Spirit. We listen, we yield, you see? I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. They might take themselves out, and I don't want them to do that, and I tell them about it, but nobody else can take them out of my hand. So that if we want to be in the hand of Jesus, just say it every day. Or say what Philip said, Philip Neri, Lord, keep your hand on Philip. Lord, keep your hand on Francis, or Francis will betray you today. You've got to help me. You see, no one can take them out of my hand. And then he explains why and what this is going to be like forever. My Father, who has given them to me, which is a theme you have throughout the whole of the fourth gospel, right? They were yours and you gave them to me. That theme. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. No one. They are safe. They're in the Father's hand. And then, I and the Father are one. The Father and I are one. We are one. If you're in his hand, you're in my hand. And no one can take you out. Be of good cheer. Seek my face. Listen to my voice. Beg me every day, Lord, you know, help me to hear your voice. And it can be very simple. I remember when I was teaching up at Steubenville, and I would tell the students, don't leave your prayer time till you've heard from the Lord. He wants to talk to you. Not just me reciting all these things to the wall. He's there. So the students would be there. They say, Lord, look, class starts in 10 minutes. I have got to hear from you before I can leave here. Please talk. Please help me. That's very simple, isn't it? But it works. It works. And they get used to hearing the Lord. You see? And the more we hear, the more we listen, the more we yield, the better we get at it. The more we obey, the more sure we are that it's the Lord's voice and what he's saying to us. Huh? I know them, and they follow me. And so that's for this life. But it's completed in the next life. For all eternity, we follow him wherever he wants to go. Goes to Mars, goes to Jupiter, wherever he wants to go. And in heaven, we follow him. That's the promise. That's why this is called Good Shepherd Sunday. And again, to go back to the theme that I've been accenting throughout the whole time we've been studying this, only love is credible. That gift, we can receive it. We can open our hearts to it. We can accept it. It's credible, this love. Lay hold of it. Live by it. And it will bring you to eternal life.